Hello and welcome to Hockey Development Talk. Today's podcast is slightly different to normal. This is a recording from the community of practice at Old Sills on Tuesday the 30th of April. Split into three segments. Segment one, a discussion with the children who took part in the practical element outside. Segment two being discussion with the coaches. What ideas did they come with? What are they taking out of it? What were the best bits, etc.? And section three is discussion with the leaders of the activity, which were Matt Way, Russell Earnshaw and John Fletcher. Enjoy.
Right, I'm here at Old Sills at the Community of Practice and I'm with Matt. Hi, Matt.
Hello.
So we've been delivering outside. Just want to give a quick intro to what you were delivering outside.
Yeah, of course. So we're doing, just for the Community of Practice, we did a goal scoring session. So just a very simple 4v4 game. We put a goal hanger in so that we made sure there were lots of goal opportunities. Gave a few little tasks to the goalkeepers about setting up counter-attacks and trying to score goals. So yeah, lots of fun hopefully, and got a few of them with us now.
Yeah, we have, yeah. So we'll mention goalkeepers. So goalie, who are you?
Izzy Wongandon.
And who do you play for?
Stratford Hockey Club.
Stratford. And okay, so training today, what was it that you did?
Well, we played this warm-up match in a day at the beginning, where the goalies had a lot of pressure because it was 3v2 defenders, the attackers, the defenders, and it was a lot of pressure because it was uneven people.
So cool. So what did you learn within that? What was your little task for you within there? What can you take away to your club to learn within that?
Well, always to be ready, never assume that it's not going to come back the other way.
Okay, so what sort of individual task were you given to help with that? Rusty gave you one, didn't he? I'll name check that one. Yeah.
To shout to the players and to see if they take it on.
Okay, so it was a little challenge, wasn't there, of how many times you had to get that done?
Yeah.
So, and how many did you do?
I got 14 shouts.
And what did you win for that?
A cream egg.
A cream egg, nice cream egg. Okay, and how did you find the session? Useful?
Because I learned a lot and it was a lot of one-to-one. Because normally it's all on the outfield players, the coaches.
Nice. And here he is. Here
Check
he is
out Gary.
I know, yeah.
Most people have got a normal-sized microphone. However, Gary has to have
a large one.
Izzy, as promised.
There's the cream egg. There's the cream egg.
Strong work.
Excellent. So who have we got here?
Rosie Robinson.
Hi, and who do you play for normally?
Old Sills,
with your home club. So what have you learnt tonight from this session?
The communication and we had loads of attempts to score. Scoring.
Okay.
Ways to score.
Different ways to score. So what ways did you score?
Deflection.
A deflection. First time ever done a deflection, or you've done them loads anyway?
I've done them a couple of times.
So what was different about tonight's training session for you?
Because we had opportunities to do what we want to do.
Yeah.
And then he brought us in and he talked to us what we were doing and showed us what to do.
Matthew showed you what to do. So there was a nice show me activity. Okay, cool. And ever had that before, that in training normally?
Yeah, but this was good.
Okay. And then here, who we got?
Flo Collins.
Flo, and where do you play normally, Flo?
Old Sills.
So this is again home pitch. Yeah. Okay. So what about you? What did you take away from this evening?
New skills, and I could do a lot more than that.
Such as, give me an example.
Flick it over the goalie's head.
Flick it over the goalie's head. And how did that come in? What was the challenge?
And we did loads of. We had challenges on how we scored our goals and we had to take them out.
Brilliant. So it was a flair challenge and stuff like that. Ace. Thank you. Go back in and practice. That's Ace. You can go back
thank
in.
You.
Ace, thank you for talking. Matt, so just for you, how did it go? What was the good points?
It was cool. So always working with a new group, it's you've got a few minutes of getting to know them. So we set them a little game situation. Given them specific ways to score, lots of responsibility around that for the players who were then out of the game play. It went pretty well. We didn't get as many goals as we wanted after the first set, So we talked about that, and one of the guys came up with a really cool idea of increasing the number of goal hangers. So we then had two, therefore.
So that was a player, that wasn't you.
That was Ollie, one of the lads who scored one of the best goals I've ever seen, just for the record. I'm going to name check him. I can't remember his surname, but it was very good.
You need to find it out.
I will research him. I'm going to take 5% of his future earnings for this moment. But no, he came up with the idea of just going four with two goal hangers. So it meant there was always a 4v2 in attack.
Yeah.
So suddenly there was a bit of space. Start to emerge, more goals were scored.
Nice.
And then for me, what I tried to do was just make sure I fed balls in for each new phase, and I tried to make it so they always went to the attacking team in an area to create a goal scoring opportunity. So almost every, within about 3 seconds of the ball going in, there was a shot or a save made, and then suddenly there was a lot of sort of second phase dirty stuff that came from that. So it was really good. I thoroughly enjoyed it. Thinking about how I do it again, ideally I think I'd like to do a bit more of like a rotational sort of 3v3v3 burn and turn type.
Yeah.
Get a few more of them going rather than having as many on the sideline. But yeah, hindsight, that might have worked better, but it's still solid, and it seemed like they enjoyed it, so they're still hitting the balls around now.
Yeah, they are, yeah. And creating carnage.
Suddenly starting to creep onto the pitch. But I must say, Ollie, come here a minute.
Here he is, the goal scorer. Yeah. So apparently you scored the world's best goal that anyone's ever seen. So do you want to tell the world who you are?
I'm Oliver Borsley.
Okay. And what was the goal that you scored?
The one with the flick where I controlled the ball and then flicked it over the keeper.
That's very cool. Ace. So you got an individual challenge as well. So Magic Academy were here supporting tonight, and Fletch gave you an individual challenge. What was your individual challenge?
To get past 5 people in 4 minutes.
So you had to skill 5 people in four minutes. And what was the consequence to...
10 press-ups.
He had to do 10 press-ups. So the coach had to do 10 press-ups. Did he do 10 press-ups?
Yes, he did.
Brilliant. How did that make you feel within the game?
More confident and more like
did it give you a bit more energy, because it gave you something to do, like a real stretch task for you there? Okay, Ace, lovely to meet you, Ollie. Cheers. Thanks, Matt, really appreciate the chat. Sessions look to go really well. I think it really good, the people on the sideline, just to give some context going on. They were practicing some different shooting and then they were coming in, so it was really good to see. So go back inside and see what everyone else has to say.
Get hammered.
Cheers. Right, so I'm just here at the end of the community of practice, and I've got three lovely guests that have agreed to sort of give a little bit of feedback around this evening. So who have we got?
So I'm Chris Davis. I coach at Birmingham University and involved with the Performance Centre in Birmingham as well.
Excellent.
Kate Costin, I'm Ladies Club Captain and Academy Coach at Birmingham Hockey Club.
Gurdip Sandhu, I'm coach at Edgbaston Hockey Club and also at Performance Centre in the Midlands.
Brilliant. So just from the three of you, what was the aim of this evening for you when you sort of came on arrival?
For me, just to interact with other coaches, just get some, hopefully some ideas. It's been nice to actually go out on the pitch and see it actually in action. Just more to interact with other coaches and share ideas, really. Share good practice with each other.
Excellent.
Yeah, absolutely agree with that. Really just to kind of challenge my thinking, and obviously to meet fellow coaches and, you know, coach developers that can hopefully improve my coaching as well.
Yeah, pretty much similar to what both Chris and Emerson said. So in terms of really talking to other coaches, and I feel that's where I learn best, is bouncing ideas off people and really exploring those ideas while being able to watch them.
Excellent.
As well.
Yeah, that's good. So for you, any of you can answer this, but for this evening, you've arrived, we've obviously gone outside on the pitch. If we think about just the pitch takeaway, what was it that you could take away from that to maybe implement into your session? What did you see?
For me, just the interaction of the players, kind of setting little goals, little targets. Fletch out there, setting individual players, different conditions, and then coming off the pitch and actually speaking to one of the parents. And her feedback of just the enjoyment that her son had had from that hour session, and a lot around that challenging, and him really enjoying those little challenges that he was set.
Okay.
Was a real highlight for them.
Yeah. Okay, lovely.
Yeah, felt the atmosphere of the session was really conducive to the players actually learning and developing at their own pace. So like the bingo style skill development and trying to just a different way of trying to get the skills out of the players. It's quite interesting.
Yeah, yourself?
Yeah, very similar. Really liked the way the kids were challenging each other. And lots of noise. Sometimes you go to training sessions and no one's talking and you're trying to get people to talk anyway. So just the fun they were having, but also on top of that, the learning while they were having fun. It looks like they've taken on a lot tonight.
For definite. Yeah, and then when we came inside, obviously some challenges that we had inside and stuff like that. So start with yourself, what were your sort of main highlights from inside, best bits?
Again, the really great discussion we had about goal scoring, or sorry, it was shooting versus finishing.
Okay.
And just how that, almost the language barrier of that,
mm-hmm.
and then also how we design our practices around that and what good actually looks like.
Yeah.
And being able to bounce that off coaches, that, you know, it's brilliant, because you can only do so much yourself.
Yeah. So what did you take from that sort of conversation?
For me personally, it was, why do we do the same drill before every match,
yeah.
When we know it's not a great drill to do?
And it is a drill. It really is a drill, isn't it? One into it. Okay. Kate, yourself?
Yeah, I just think it's that questioning and discussion that kind of makes you challenge your own kind of beliefs and well, actually, why are we doing these things? Like, is there a better way? Well, actually, you know, if you think about it, in a room with this environment, lots of coaches, you know, the questioning from Rusty and Fletch, like drawing different opinions and views, like, you know, particularly found it interesting, you know, about finishing with a bad drill or failure, which I would never really think is, you know, something that sessions should finish, but actually, you know, reflecting on it, well, you know, absolutely, that would be something that would be really valuable to try. So it's just new ideas and new ways of framing your sessions, so it's different and challenging and
Yeah, that's good. So with that bad experience they did, what do you want to put that into context about what was said out there?
Yeah, so it was basically to finish a training session on a drill where the players weren't getting success, so perhaps it was really challenging or difficult, you know, so potentially the players might leave the session feeling disheartened or like they haven't achieved anything, or the standard thing might be, okay, well, we'll carry on till we score a goal, or it goes right, whereas actually, you know, if you think about it, probably more learning takes place when things are left so they're unsolved, and that could be something that's picked up in a future session or on a game day. So,
and there was lots of discussions around that with people thinking about it being in a positive or a negative situation, and we might not see them now for another week, or they're going into a game in that situation. So we spoke around all of that, which gave people lots of context to think about. Of, you know, I think you said about it, should it only be in pre-season, or sort of that, and then got people more to think. But actually, it just seemed to be when it was the right time and what was the right time. So, yeah, really interesting. I found that a really interesting discussion. And that's why it was a better question than what I was going to have, or better situation than what I was going to have. So I'm glad we chose that one instead. Chris, for you, inside, what did you
Yeah, so we were in the same sort of group. So we looked at kind of the questioning, the feedback side of stuff. I think from our point of view, we talked a lot around the perhaps performance centre and that side of the feedback, kind of off the pitch, on the pitch. The one-to-one feedback and whether players recognise that feedback that they're getting on the pitch. I found it really interesting then, actually, when other people joined our group and we looked at feedback with under-10s.
Yeah.
What does under-10s, what does good look like? And we talked about, actually, feedback might just be us closing our eyes and listening to the noise and the kids actually enjoying the session, you know. So that was a real takeaway from me of different age groups. What does that feedback, what does good look like? Again, I don't know what you thought was looking in that group.
Yeah, it was really interesting, because I can't remember the gentleman's name, but, you know, he was talking about feedback for him was all around, you know, the X, Y and the Z being sort of like, he was looking for certain things, but actually, could it be, if we just step back and we just take in, and that might be that we shut our eyes, it may be that we shut our ears and we're just looking for specific things. So can we see a smile? Can we see, so especially with the under-10s, and we were talking about actually body language being really important from an under-10s situation. So yeah, feedback was a real big eye-opener, I think, for a lot of people when we were sitting around then. What is feedback? So often perceived as coach to player, but could it be player to coach, player to player? Does the coach really have to be involved? What's the coach's role within this? And you know, do we really understand what feedback should be? And that was a really interesting question, you know, what should feedback be?
Yeah.
And do they really understand what feedback is and why it's useful? Or is it just, are we just saying buzzwords? So again, it was really interesting. I found it really interesting to sit around there, because it made me think as well about actually, are we getting that feedback at the moment? Is that right? So yeah, really enjoyed it. Really enjoyed it. So I think just to summarise from us, from just going forward, did you do it again? Did you come to community practice again?
Yeah, certainly.
What one quick thing then each about what are you going to go and where and try and implement into a session right now? If you were to do one tomorrow, what would you take from this into it? Kate, we haven't started with you first yet.
On the spot.
I
just like the way that the coach on the practical session was just really kind of more of an observer and a kind of steering the players rather than like, okay, right, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. So I feel like I want to try and be a bit more of that kind of developer rather than like having to give instructions all the time.
Okay.
So that would be something I try and take away.
Cool. Which one's going to jump in first? Don't look at each other.
Yeah, no, I don't
mind. He's gone.
I just think for me, again, that feedback side of stuff, I think more away from pitch, so delivered a session, is there a way you talked about talking to parents, talking to players, getting their thoughts of sessions, what could we do differently, what have they enjoyed?
Yeah.
I think for me, that stuff away from the session and reflecting on that would be really important for me going forward. That would be something
cool.
I'd do.
And yourself?
Yeah, a couple of things in terms of that, what we talked about, the negative end to a session or something that doesn't go great, and how I'd incorporate that within the stuff that I'm doing at the moment. I think it's a really interesting kind of area to explore, but doing it in the right way, obviously. And that last conversation as well, around the relationship between a player and a coach and kind of building that relationship to work out what's actually going on with the player rather than looking for, are they able to hit a ball or are they in a session. I think that really resonated with me when we had that conversation there.
Excellent. Thanks very much for your time. Really appreciate it.
No,
cool. Cheers. Three more guests. So just thought I'd just quickly go through. So I have yourself.
Mark Moss from Malvern College and Stourport Hockey Club.
Okay. And what was your rationale for attending this evening?
That I knew the people who were running the course are different thinkers and they come in it from a different angle. And I was really interested in listening to getting some nuggets from their views.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
I'm Steve Williams from...
A number of clubs.
Worcester Hockey Club and Stone Hockey Club, and a couple of others. I guess the point that the main reason why I wanted to come was to see how, just to get coaches together in the same room and see what we got up to.
Okay. Cool.
And Steve Tabb from Oldsill Hillians Hockey Club. I guess main reason for being here is because we've been lucky enough to host the event this evening, but. Another driver for me was trying to influence some other people from my club to come along and I guess be exposed to some of the stuff that Mark's just suggested about the alternative thinking and the slightly different way of approaching stuff. So I knew Rusty and Fletcher were going to do that.
Okay, so I think some questions to me is what you're going to take away? What's three best bits? I'll go three best bits for you, Mark.
My three best bits were listening to other coaches talk and different ideas around... Not necessarily around what the practice looked like, but how people manage players and the using of other staff members or the coaches or whatever that looks like. So that's certainly the one thing. The next thing was being challenged in terms of the card scenario, being thought, what are my strengths and weaknesses? So I think that is really good. And rethinking about that, and there's probably a lot more weaknesses that were there. And then the third thing is just being in an environment with people that do think very differently to the box standard coach. And as I said before, I think that the pitch stuff is probably the technical and tactical. Most people have got that, but it's the psychological stuff and getting the most out of other people that I think I would take away.
Okay, cool. Yourself?
I think the two big things that I've taken away from today was actually something that you brought up yourself in the conversation of engaging parents and different ways of bringing them into their behaviours within a spectating environment. That's something that I'm definitely going to go back and explore. That was probably the biggest thing, actually, for me all night. And then a second thing would be it's been really interesting to see how typically in an environment where there are a bunch of coaches together, like Mark said, not a lot of coaches were that focused on session design and getting technical stuff and tactical stuff. It was all about how do we actually manage, or tonight certainly there's a big feeling on how do we manage players off the field so that they can perform effectively on it.
Okay.
I guess they were the two key.
No, that's good. Good. Yourself?
Trying to think of different ones that haven't already been said. Probably because with us being the host club, we had a lot of the junior players that were out there doing the session tonight were from the club, or certainly were people that I'm aware of. And it was just really interesting to see the level of engagement that we got through conversations with them, and sort of, again, following some of the conversation that was had about the ability of young players to actually get far more than we give them credit for.
Yeah.
They can challenge us. They can think for themselves. They know far more about their strengths and weaknesses and what they need to do than we probably give them credit for. So that was not necessarily new, but just really interesting for me to see a group of players that I knew very well working and within that environment. And then second thing, I guess just nice almost to hear some of the challenges that I face, my club faces, are the same challenges that everybody does. So I've known Mark for probably 15 years, and he's always been somebody that's a very senior coach in my eyes. He's been there, done it, done lots of stuff, has a great CV, great track record of coaching, and yet I'm still listening and having conversations with him about very similar challenges that he struggles with just as much as I do.
Mm-hmm.
So that is sort of the context that Steve's just talked about as well, of just listening to what the coaches are talking about. And actually the technical, tactical stuff is fairly easy to fix. You can get knowledge on that quite easily, but all the other stuff is just still quite difficult for all of us, and probably something that as a sport we're beginning to invest more time in and need to carry on doing that.
Mm. No, agreed. That was good. It's good. If you could choose one thing to, you're going to deliver a session tomorrow, what one thing would you implement from tonight? Anybody?
I would. I really like the point where, I can't remember which one it was, it might have been Matt, he mentioned about how he brings the goalkeepers into the planning process.
Yeah.
That's something I've never really considered. And
you've just ruined Steve's. He blatantly wanted that one.
That's something I'm definitely going to take away and start getting the keepers to come in. And
yeah, so do you want to expand on that a little bit? So what was he?
What we were talking about was bringing the keepers into the... So they would present the goalkeepers with the session plan and then go, how does this best work for you so that you can get the most out of your session and that you can develop as well? So we're not almost sidelining you just to let the team play. It's how can we adapt our session? There's the session. How can we adapt it so that you get the most out of it as well?
Yeah. I found that really interesting. I think that blew a few people's minds outside, I think. Yeah. That were like, really? But ownership was key. So it wasn't necessarily changing the session. It might be how they could be added in and had more value, add value to what they were doing. So definitely Matt's session wasn't being ripped up, but it was more of a, so how can we add value for the goalies and stuff like that? And I thought it was really interesting how he's sort of got them to plan within that. Anything else from you two that you might, do it tomorrow?
So I certainly, in the part, I try new things out, but very quickly find ways that might not work.
Mm-hmm.
So like, getting players to practice design or co-create and stuff, that kind of stuff, and you go, oh, they haven't got time, or I haven't got time, or, but actually that is the ultimate for learning.
Yeah.
That they take that ownership, but in every environment that you have, you find ways for it not to work probably. Yeah. So something that is constant in my mind is that has to work for me.
Yeah.
I find a different way of doing it. Okay. Rather than going, that can't work, so
be a bit more open to
open mind different ways, and I think come back the next day with a different way if it's not quite worked, but the more that they have ownership, the more that they believe in it. So
agreed. Anything for you, Steve?
Secret missions. I think that and just almost the amount of fun that a coach can have by chucking that in. So it's the stretch and the challenge for individual players. But just, you know, Fletch was doing it this evening, and he was just clearly having a giggle to himself of how can I get this, and, you know, having the engagement with an individual player about challenges and how setting himself a challenge of having to do press-ups and all that kind of stuff, it just adds that extra dimension to him enjoying his session
and
as well as anything else.
Utilise me as a parent, so actually he imagined that I was the parent, and all of a sudden, because that child had created something. They came over running to me of, you're now my imaginary mum, dad, and you've now got to do 10 press-ups because I've done this.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. And brilliant. He was clearly just enjoying himself.
Yeah.
Which I think, again, as coaches, we can sometimes forget that mm-hmm. that we focus so much on all of our players benefiting, stretching, enjoying themselves, we forget that actually we're in it to try and enjoy ourselves as well.
Oh yeah, I mean, and that girl that gave me the press ups, she was so delighted that she wouldn't be able to do the ball had to be on, she had to do two basically keepy uppers to get past the player, but it couldn't be dangerous like that. So when she achieved it twice, you know, I had the consequence. I didn't know I was going to get this consequence. So, but yeah, you know, absolutely delighted. Not only that I got the consequence, but she actually had done it, and she never thought she could do it. So then the challenge was again, can you do it again? And she did it again. And
so that's probably some technical shaping that people are worried about, but within a game context. So everybody's saying that you have to isolate it.
Yeah.
But if you use your secret missions and you kind of give them that information to go and try that in that environment, you really see that actually technical development.
Yeah.
Or not, or skill development probably actually is a better way of phrasing can be really powerful in that environment.
Yeah, and if we'd stopped the game and everyone knew that she had got that challenge, that people would have defended her differently. They would have known, so they probably would have stood up, or she wouldn't be able to get the ball to go over them. So that, you know, it was obvious for me. It's a really nice way of being able to challenge those individuals.
And there's so many players. There's so many players out there that go, I've got the skill, I'll never try that in the game, I'd never do it.
Yeah.
But with that secret mission,
you're
going, you've got to do that now. Especially if they know that there's a consequence for me or
For whoever.
Going wrong, to show them.
Absolutely. So. Yeah. Community of practice then, worthwhile hosting, having, coming back to?
Certainly, without doubt. The more you speak to coach, there's always nuggets. Tonight, I think there were loads of nuggets to take away from tonight. But the more people with different sports, so Sam coming in from golf was great. Listening to him talk about the motivational stuff, it's just amazing. Yeah. I think it's well worth it.
Brilliant.
Yeah, definitely. We'll certainly look to try and host again, I think. The one challenge for me is I think a lot of the coaches in the room knew each other, and it'd be quite nice to get some people in that would just mix it up a little bit. So more of the golf coaches or more of a football coach or a netball coach or whatever.
Cross sport fertilization.
I think that just some of those nuggets are really insightful when they come from a completely different sport.
Agreed. Excellent. Thank you very much for your time. Much appreciated. Cheers. Cool. I'm here with Matt and Rusty just at the end of the community of practice. Matt, do you want to, or Rusty, I don't mind, somebody just explain what was the aim of this evening when you first set this up?
I'll take that. The aim was to get some coaches together from this area, get them to maybe get some people from some different sports as well, and just chew the fat, have an opportunity to share an experience. So Matt coached beautifully. And then, get some conversations. So they originally sent in some themes they were curious about. So how can we stretch? How can we support? Some stuff around transitioning into adult teams, practice design, and we just explored that. We designed some cards. We've set up a WhatsApp group. A Solihull / Birmingham-based WhatsApp group for coffee mornings, evenings, experiences. So I think it was really around connecting people up.
Yeah, I'd agree, absolutely. I think the idea of just sharing issues, talking them through, getting solutions from people who are probably going through something similar. Sometimes obviously we feel a bit like in our own little bubble, and sometimes just this sort of event, this sort of evening, can just spark a conversation that is a real eureka moment. I think keeping those connections going is the big thing now. How do we encourage people too? They seem dead keen tonight. Let's hope it continues.
Yeah, agreed. Rusty, do you want to quickly just go through the structure of what you did inside before we went outside and saw Matt?
Structure!
I know, there was some structure in there.
We started off with rock, paper, scissors. First to five losers, 2 points for paper. I wasn't successful. We then got out to Magic Academy cards and explored them. What's the one card that you think's your super strength? What's the one card that would challenge you? What card are you curious about? So, because we wanted to frame it around at the end of it, we were going to try and create some cards that would be useful for the coaches. And I've got them in my bag, and we're going to take photos and share them. So we did a bit of that, get to know some different people, and then, I guess out onto the pitch with with the maestro.
And then we went outside, obviously Matt delivered, which we've already done a little bit around, and when we spoke outside, we've then come back in. What happened when we came back in?
Yeah, I mean, and actually when we were outside, I mean, Fletch Secret Mission, just trying to do a bit of coaching, and I did a little bit of stuff as well, and then, yeah, came back inside. I had lots of biscuits and sweets just to get my energy levels up. And then people divided into groups and just came up with some solutions to some of the problems they were encountering. And so we just chewed the fat on some of that stuff. And then at the end, I picked out about 10 of the cards that I thought were interesting. And we had some conversations around it, probably enhanced a little bit more understanding for people around. So I think one of the ones that had the most discussion was around motivation, and actually at the heart of that would be strong relationships and how are we as coaches, you know, how are we upskilling ourselves and doing that better. Clearly, those kids are, you know, are a bit different to me as a 44-year-old man from Middlesbrough, so how do I form connections with, you know, so Izzy, you know, I have an affinity towards goalkeepers, so that would have been a key part of me tonight in a short space of time. How can I connect with someone, and then we can have some conversations around helping support them.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. From you, Matt, three best bits for this evening. What were your three best bits?
Strong.
I thought, I'm going to jump on the goalkeeping wagon here. I thought the level of interaction and conversation from the goalkeepers, as well as the performance out there, was fantastic. They had little missions, looking to try and kick the counter. Really engaged with that. I thought we gave them a little bit of a free swim time, and it was unbelievable how positive they were about that. Those conversations at the end, like when we spoke to the girls earlier. Yeah. They brought up the fact that we could do what we want, and that was a really novel concept to them, which is quite interesting on one level and something they could look for. And then I think just touching base with people in a similar role, similar mindset, similar challenges. Mm-hmm. You know, you take something away from every single conversation you have, and yeah, just seeing people connect is a very cool experience.
Yeah. Okay, one more.
Gary, listening to you talk about your performance and the interaction with the parents, I thought it was really interesting. Okay. I'm working at Performance Centre as well. I haven't gone to that depth of sort of interaction with parents, and now you've got me curious about whether that's something I could go a bit further with.
You won't do anything about it.
No.
Ooh,
that sounds like a challenge.
That's a challenge. That's a challenge set right here. Yeah. Okay.
WhatsApp group is coming, Bristol.
Yeah. Get ready. Excellent. Can't wait for that. So, and just before we finish, if you do it again, anything you'd change?
Am I not getting the top three?
Oh, you can go on then. Okay, if you want to get top three.
How many people wanted to sign up for a WhatsApp group and stay connected?
Yeah.
Pretty much everyone in the room.
Yeah.
Interactions with Izzy, her winning the crew mag, not the evil lady. And interesting that Izzy's mum was saying, is Izzy in trouble? Because she's chatting with the grown-ups. Yeah. But actually, she was
phenomenal.
Killing it.
Yeah.
And then really, just as I said at the end there, like the openness of the coaches to share problems. Yeah. So I've asked the kids for some feedback. It was anonymous. My first reaction was, oh, now I've actually started to understand that it's going to make me better. So those type of vulnerable conversations, I think, is class. I think that's something that hockey does really well.
It's something we ask about players, isn't it? We ask them to be vulnerable and learn from their mistakes. But I think as coaches, sometimes we're a bit slower to embrace that.
Yeah, probably afraid.
It's a status thing, isn't it? Seem to be infallible when actually being fallible is a lot more powerful in terms of relationships.
We spoke about that a minute ago with the three coaches that are in here. Feedback. Fletch asked a really good question, you know, what is feedback? And I think it's been perceived that it's always been coach to player. Why can't it be player to coach, player to player, etc.? So we had that lovely discussion there.
Yeah,
if you did it, come back to you both then on this one each. If you did it again, what one thing would you change around this evening? If you did do this one again, anything? Or some silence. Silence is golden.
Yeah. Cogs are turning. It's pretty late at night, to be fair. Cogs are turning. In terms of on the pitch, I'd probably try and get the coaches who are on the side a little bit more involved. I tried to, but obviously when there's big numbers of them.
Yeah.
How do you know they're not involved?
I think when I asked about the groups going and having conversations with the coaches, I was having a little watch, and there were fewer conversations than perhaps I would have hoped, ideally. But arguably, yeah.
I thought they were strong conversations. When we asked them around, what was the good stuff you noticed? What was the stuff that, if you were coaching, you might have done differently? I thought they are putting a lot of thought into it. If I'd done it differently, I probably would have brought a bigger microphone than Gary could.
Yeah, I don't think there is a bigger one.
I'm not sure it's possible. I'm on Amazon tonight.
Wife's Christmas present to me when she realised I was going to do podcasts. So
I mean, I'm always thinking maybe we could have primed them with a bit more stuff. But my challenge is that I probably came up with the idea about an hour ago.
Probably.
And so that wouldn't have been. I did try and put the talent development framework out there. But yeah, I mean, look, it's always that. I think it's the what next of so
yeah,
what.
Yeah.
So if we can engage people, we can connect with them. They're already talking about coming back here and doing some more stuff then. I think that's it. I think that's the purpose of us getting together as England GB hockey and connecting with people and trying to learn off them and understand their world and if we can help support them as well.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I think one thing from there, Paul Connolly, 30 days. That was the thing that he always threw at me was, if they've not done something within 30 days, then we've lost them. So we need to try and build something within that 30 days, and I think that's definitely what the WhatsApp could do. So within 30 days it's set up and there's some kind of conversation going. So
I don't think it'll even be set up by like the end of the week. I don't think Matt can
look
do
at
that.
You checking out. I'm gonna rise above it.
I don't think it'll have a really good name.
Oh, okay.
I think it'll just have a boring one. It'll be like Birmingham WhatsApp, Birmingham Hockey WhatsApp group.
Well, we can't just call it Birmingham. Sully Hulliger.
But I think other coaches could do that. So I think people that listen to this, they could easily set up a WhatsApp group with loads of other coaches locally and start setting up. There shouldn't be any reason around it. So we've been interrupted. It's brilliant. That's the end. On that bombshell, we can now stop. So brilliant. Thank you very much. Thanks.